各位弟兄姐妹还有来宾，大家平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and guests.
我们今天要来看耶稣受难的预言。
Today we're going to be looking at the prophecies about the passion of Christ.
如果你有圣经，请你打开以赛亚书，是在旧约52章13节，然后到53章13节。
If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Isaiah chapter 52, verses 13. I'm going to read through to chapter 53, verse 12.
圣经是神的启示。
The Bible is a revelation from God.
尤其我们今天要读的这一卷以赛亚书。
And especially this book that we're reading today, the book of Isaiah.
在1947年的时候，他们在死海的山洞里面发现了圣经的手抄本。
In 1947, discovery was made in the caves by the Dead Sea. In it included the handwritten scrolls of the Old Testament.
里面就发现了有以赛亚书从第一章一直到第66章非常完整的这个古卷。
And among the discoveries were a set of complete handwritten ancient scrolls of the book of Isaiah. It's a complete set from chapters 1 through 66.
那这个古卷是在以赛亚先知是在主耶稣降生前的700多年所写下来的。
Now the book of Isaiah was written by the prophet Isaiah some 77 years before the birth of Christ.
里面提到非常多的，因为它是圣经里面，旧约圣经里面被新约引用最多的一卷书。
The book of Isaiah is the book that is cited the most in the New Testament.
今天发现那个古卷，他们放在以色列的耶路撒冷的死海古卷的博物馆里面。
And today this set of scrolls are preserved in theMuseum of the Dead Sea Scrolls in Jerusalem.
所以他们里面这个死海古卷是，尤其是以赛亚书，是他们的以色列的国宝。
The Dead Sea Scrolls and the Book of Isaiah being part of it is considered a national treasure for the Israelites.
这个就是他们博物馆的外观因为你看那个藏古卷的是个瓮子。那他用瓮子的盖子做了一个博物馆。
And these are photos of the museum, and you see those urns, and those urns are where the scrolls were discovered, and they were kept inside these urns.
然后你可以看到右下角的图是从里面往上看，有一个洞它的博物馆上面有一个洞，可以看出去了。
And the bottom right-hand photo is a picture from inside the museum, and you see that at the tip.Top of the building is a hole.
那你看最长的那一卷书就是以赛亚书。
And the longest book among these scrolls is the book of Isaiah.
是他们以色列在立国的时候1947年，神送给他们一个最宝贵的礼物。
This is one of the best gifts that God gave Israel during their restoration of the Jewish nation in 1947.
因为以色列人是神的显明，他们对神的话非常的重视，千百年来都非常的去重视他。
The Jews are the chosen people of God, and they respect and honor the word of God for thousands and thousands of years.
如果所有的以色列人他们都能够把以赛亚书读过，如果特别是把以赛亚书的第52章、53章读过的话，他们应该每一个人都知道耶稣就是他们等待千年所等待的弥赛亚。
If every Jew were to really spend time in reading the book of Isaiah and becoming familiar with it, and especially pay attention to chapters 52 and 53, then they should be able to all recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah that they've been waiting for all those thousands of years.
因为我们今天要看的经文52章13节到53章12节里面提到耶稣是神给我们的最伟大的救主，他有最伟大的爱的顶点，神的爱的顶点就写在这里面。
The passage that we will be reading from today, chapter 52, verse 13 through 53, verse 12, describes the ultimate love of God being displayed as the pinnacle of His love, which is culminated into the person of Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah and who is the Savior of all mankind.
今天可惜很多犹太人他们平常都很少读圣经他们顶多只听一听摩西五经那如果是要读以赛亚书的话他们通常读到五十三章就跳过去就不读
Unfortunately, today, most Jews do not spend the time reading the Word of God, and even if they do, and they're reading through the book of Isaiah, it is a common practice that they would skip through chapters 52 and 53.
我那时候我们刚刚信主的时候在西耶纳底有一个认识的一个犹太人他家里的书有好几千本非常的有学问
When I lived in Cincinnati, I knew a Jew who has a very vast collection of in his personal library.
那他太太是基督徒，他很希望我们跟他先生传福音，所以我们就去他家，还有跟我太太一起去。我就特别把以赛亚书五十三章打开，让他念。
His wife is a Christian, and she desperately wanted her husband to come to know Christ. And so I went to visit this man along with my wife, and when we went to visit him, we turned our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 53, and we wanted to read it together with him.
可惜他后来说，哇，就是圣经上面五十三章讲的，就是耶稣，但是我是犹太人，我也是不能信他。After
reading it and after some discussion, his response to us was, even if chapter 53 talks about Jesus Christ as the Messiah, but because I am a Jew, I cannot accept him as the Messiah.
很可惜，后来他死了之后啊，他那几千本书啊，就是他太太就把它当做一个。
After this man passed away, his wife took his collection of all the books from his library and pretty much gave them away.
但是你知道，在《使徒行传》第八章记载的有一个从以索比亚来的太监，他是掌管财务的太监，他去上耶路撒冷去礼拜。
You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 8, there is a story in there about an Ethiopian eunuch who was on his way to the temple to worship.
他回来的时候在车上念以赛亚书念五十三章，他读的时候他不懂，但是神就特别差遣腓力去说你去跟他讲解。And
as he was returning on his way, he was actually reading the book of Isaiah on his own. And the Holy Spirit instructed Philip to go and meet this man and to meet this eunuch and to explain the word of God to him.
等一下我们就会看到里面的经文哈。那后来这位太监他就信了耶稣，然后回去以后，你看一千多年来啊，这两千多年来啊，以索比亚今天还是基督徒的国家，基督教的国家。We
will look at this what is contained in Isaiah 53 in a moment. But we see that because of the conversion of this Ethiopian eunuch, we know that even till today, more than 2,000 years later, that this nation of Ethiopia is essentially a Christian nation.
So you
can see how the conversion of one man who became a Christian and how the lasting effect it could be for the rest of the nation.
So we today to read Isaiah's book, 是非常有福气的。
And so we are able to read this chapter today because it is a blessing for us.
所以我们现在来，如果你没有圣经，也可以看上面哈。我们从五十二章的十三节一直念，我们念到五十三章，把五十三章也要念完。
So we will start reading from chapter 52, verse 13, and we will read through to the end of chapter 53.
我们现在先来。 念那个中文哈，13节到15节，我们先念中文，完了以后我们请James带领我们念英文，我们先念中文来。
Let's read together, first in Chinese, then in English.
我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人孤槁。这样。 他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口，因所未曾听他们的， 他们必看见，未曾听见的，他们要明白。
Verses 13 through 15. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness, so will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouth because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand.
好，以下我们念五十三章的第一节跟第二节来。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家形美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
Verses 1 and 2 of chapter 53.Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that was should desire him.
来，我们念第三、第四节来。他被藐视，被人厌弃，都受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Verses 3 and 4. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not.Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
第五节来，哪知他为我们的过患受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Verses 5 and 6. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们念七节到八节来。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
Verses 7 and 8. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. But oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people he was stricken.
第九、第十，来，他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日，耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
Verses 9 and 10. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his land.
十一节来，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义， 并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
Verse 11, after the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities.
好，最后一节来。所以我要使他以伟大的同分，以强盛的均分乳物，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列战罪犯之中。他却担当多人的罪，又为罪人代求。
Final verse 12. Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的天父，感谢你，你把你的爱子差遣到世上来的时候，你预先就讲明了他要如何的为我们受苦，如何的拯救我们，他要如何的降生，如何的死，如何的复活啊，都写明在以赛亚书里面。
Father, we thank you that you show us your love and you explain your love to us, the love that you've shown us through Jesus Christ, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection have all been clearly and in detail explained and written in the book of Isaiah.
今天这个以赛亚书在以色列的博物馆里面被当成国宝，向全世界的人显示神的爱，但是我们心里很忧伤，以色列人他们却很少人认识耶稣，就是神所差遣来的唯一的救主。
Today, the Dead Sea Scroll of the Book of Isaiah is being displayed as a national treasure in Jerusalem for all people to see. However, unfortunately, there are not enough people who came to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior, is the Messiah that Isaiah chapter 53 describes.
但愿你今天恩待我们，我们既然已经来到了神你自己的教堂，神的家，如果我们不认识耶稣基督，就好像以色列人看到国宝不认识神要给他们最大的至宝就是耶稣基督一样。
Today if we read your word yet we do not recognize Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it is like any Jews who sees the book of Isaiah as a national treasure but do not have it.
愿你恩待我们在座的每一个人，如果我们是信徒的，我们再一次的被神的爱激励起来，如果我们是福音朋友，求你开他们的眼睛，让他们看到神如何的爱他们。
Today for those of us who are your child, we pray Lord that we, our love for you may be reignited, and for those of us who do not know you yet as our Lord and Savior, may we come to know your love through Jesus Christ.
但愿耶稣基督也能够成为他们的救主，还有他们一生的主。
May they also come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior in their lives.
所以听我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
以赛亚书它的后半段40-66章这个中心主题就是我们今天要看的这一段的经文，52章13节到53章12节，就是它后半段的最重要的主题。
The book of Isaiah can be broadly categorized as two sections, and the second section, starting from chapter 40 and on, can be described in this thing chapter, which is the chapter 53, which talks about the salvation of God.
第一章到三十九章是讲到上帝的公义，40-66章是讲到神的爱。
Chapter 1-39 talks about the justice of God and the righteousness of God, and chapters 40-66 describes the love of God.
我们今天读的那一段经文就称为旧约中的福音，它预言弥赛亚的来临。
This passage that we just read today.It is the gospel in the Old Testament because it foretells the coming of the Messiah.
在以赛亚书的后半段里面有四个段落，就是称为神的仆人之歌。
And among the last part of the book of Isaiah, there are four, you could divide it into four sections, and one of the sections is considered the psalm of the poet.
上面有写，你可以记下来，42章、49章、50章，还有52章。
And that is chapters 42, 49, 50, 52, and 53.
所以它每一段都是有一个主题。
And every section has a theme.
我们今天看的这一段，它总共有15节，每一节有三个每一有五段，每一段的有三节经文。
And in this passage that we read today, we can divide them into 5 parts, and each part having 3 verses for a total of 15 verses.
一开始他说，看啊，我的仆人行事必有智慧，他必被高举上升，且成为至高。
It starts by declaring, it says, See, my servant will act wisely, and he will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted.
你看他这里十三节用了三次高高高。
You see in chapter 13, in verse 13 here, it refers to him being lifted or exalted or raised for 3 times, describing the same thing.
因为希伯来文它里边它为了表示它的比较或是最高级的话，它是用三次就像圣哉圣哉圣哉。
In the Jewish grammar, in order for something to beReference as a superlative, the way they do so is by repeating that concept 3 times, such as holy, holy, holy.
那我们英文当然是加 er 或者是加 the, est, 用这种方式来表达。
And in the English grammar, we would use we would add er or est to describe this, to describe superlatives of these words.
但是你看，它这里一个非常大的对比。
But we do see a very stark contrast here.
你看第十四节说，许多人因他惊奇，因为他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人孤高。
Because in verse 14 it says that just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness.
当然，我们中文看起来看不太出来。
Maybe just by reading the verse, it is not apparent.
如果你看英文的话，它是说 disfigured, 就是说它的面貌已经变形了，而且说 beyond, 就是说你没有看过一个人，没有看过一个人，他的面貌变形的这么厉害。
The verse 14 describes his appearance was so disfigured that it is beyond that of any man. And so it is making a contrast to say that the fact is, in other words, no one has ever appeared the way he is because he is so disfigured.
还有底下的，他的形容，你看也是说 beyond.
And also his form was marred beyond human likeness.
Use
the word beyond again.
你看到这两节经文的时候，他既然身为至高，但是他怎么会这样子？怎么那个样子是这样子
？So if he truly was raised up, lifted up, and highly exalted, if he is so high up, how could his figure and his form be so disfigured and be so marred?
有时候我们看到说，如果说一个人是君王，他穿那个礼服、穿着啦、等等啦。还有那个形貌容貌啊，一定都是最好看的、最美的那一面给人家看，对不对
？If we see a monarch or we see a king who is in public, we'll see that they will be dressed and made up in such a manner that everyone will look upon them because of their glorious display of their appearance, right?
然后他这里说“惊奇”啊，这个字，如果说用有一些英文字，他用 stun， 你就说看到他的时候，你就说啊，是这样的，就是哎呀，他怎么这样子
？Verse 14 beginning says that anyone who saw him, they would be appalled at him, or they would exclaim, they would exclaim about the display of his lowly figure.
上一个礼拜 James 讲到的时候是说如果你手上捧了一个钻石，像棒球那么大。有些君王他可能皇冠上的钻石就像钻石棒球那么大，对不对
？Last week James talked about people holding a diamond the size of a baseball. Maybe some kings they would have those the size of baseball diamonds placed on their crowns.
那个解经王子啊，就是 Campbell Morgan， 他就讲说，这两节经文就是整个我们刚念的那一段经文的中心。
Campbell Morgan, a Bible expositor, a very well-known Bible expositor, says that this is the verse that is at the center and the key to unlocking this passage.
因为下这个十四节就讲到耶稣他要被钉十字架之前，他被不公义的审判，被那些兵丁那些打的已经整个容貌都变形了，好像。你看不出来，哎，这是一个人吗？是这样。
Because the description in these verses is exactly the description of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was had been beaten by the soldiers and he had been tortured by them. That when they were done with him, that you could not tell who he was because of all the disfigurement on his body and on his face.
如果有人你们曾经看过。耶稣受难记那个 Mel Gibson 他拍的那一部电影的话，你就会知道我在讲什么。
If you've seen the movie made by Mel Gibson called The Passion of Christ, then you would know what I am speaking of.
我记得有一年啊，在那个快要耶稣受难节之前啊，他开始就演这部电影。
I remember the year when this movie was being when it's being shown in the movie theaters.Just days and or weeks before Easter.
那时候我可能情绪比较不好的，我跟我太太吵得很厉害。
And I remember that time, I was in a very bad mood because I was in a very bad argument with my wife.
那天我们就说好，我们去看耶稣受难记。
And we said to each other, well, let's pick a day and let's go watch this movie, The Passion of Christ.
我们看了以后，我心里就非常的难过，说：“你看，主耶稣这么爱我，我怎么能够对我太太这样子呢
？”But after I saw the movie, I was really moved. I was so moved by the love of Christ, and I said to myself, "Christ loves me so much, and yet how could I treat my wife this way?"
所以那天我就跟她认罪，我们就和好了。
So that day, I asked her for forgiveness, and we reconciled.
你看，他这些就讲说，耶稣他为什么被升为至高？因为他是顺服。神的旨意，他是神来做人，他降生的目的就是为我们走十字架道路，就是为了救我们。你看他受到这样的不公义的审判，这样的刑罚，不是他该受的。他是王，他是万王的王，他是神。
Jesus has such high regard by God because he had been raised and lifted up, and he is exalted so highly because he loves us and he came to save us. But he, in fact.Positionally is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, and he is the Savior of this entire world.
所以摩根就讲说，你看这里哦，神的爱就是来认同我们，他是神来认同我们这些卑微的有罪的人，还受到这样的待遇。
So the accusation of Satan would be, well, if he truly was God and he has all this glory that is due him because he has got.Why would he limit himself and become like a man, and even not only just becoming like a man, but be treated as a criminal and be beaten and be stepped upon and to be discouraged, to become such a lowly figure?
所以神啊，是宣教的神，他把自己的独生爱子耶稣基督当作宣教士差到世上来。
But God is a missionary.Because he would even send his own son into this world as a missionary to share the gospel with us.
So, 耶稣来的时候是道成肉身来到我们世上，他神来做人。
That is why when Jesus came to this world, he is the Word becoming flesh. He came to this world so that we may know God's salvation.
他经历了人的痛苦，他才能够了解我们做人。有哪些罪，有哪些痛苦，有哪些也又胜不过，他就可以帮助我们，也可以代替我们的罪。
Because he limited himself and became man, he lived among us, and so he knows all the human experiences, all the human limitations and sufferings and difficulties, so that when he became our savior, he could represent us completely.
他可以站在人的罪人的立场上受神的审判，以至于我们的罪，他都可以让我们让他。
Because he He came in the complete form of a man so that when our sins are being judged, He is able to carry our sins for us and be judged by God.
所以二十世纪的宣教理念就是我们做一个宣教是要是一个道成肉身的宣教 incarnation mission.
So there is a concept in the 20th century missionology or about approach for missions is that there should be we should model it after our Lord Jesus Christ, and they call it incarnation missionary.
你看现在以前的戴德生来自我们中国传福音的时候啊，英国是当然比那时候的中国啊，清朝要发达多了，但是他们为了来中国传福音，他们来到中国被人家拒绝，有时候都没有地方住，还要住在屋檐底下喝那个路边的井水。
When Hudson Taylor came to China as a missionary, of course at the time, British Empire, the British nation is more advanced than than China, which is under the Qing Dynasty rule at the time. And so as missionaries, when they came to China, oftentimes they had to literally live underneath the eaves of homes, and they have to drink from the wells in the public streets.
他们出来的时候就知道说这一生哦，可能再也见不到亲人啊，跟他的亲人离别，从英国到中国来的时候。
When they leave their home and they're on a journey into the mission field, they all had this commitment. They've all had this realization that they may never see their family again and they may never return home again because of mission.
所以他们来到中国还要穿中国的服装啊，留那个辫子啊，穿长袍马褂，然后又吃中国的食物。
And so when they came to China, they would wear Chinese clothing, they would eat Chinese food, they would even have the braid that the Chinese wore at the time during the Qing Dynasty, just so that they can be identified with the Chinese people.
还有他们知道他们很多的儿女都死在中国。
They also know and have the realization that many of their children may die in China.
因为那时候中国的卫生条件也不好，很多小孩子一出生可能有疟疾啦，痢疾啦。等等各样的疾病。
Because they also know that the hygienic standards and the medical and the medicine is not very advanced in China at the time. So it is very likely if they were to have children, there is a high mortality rate.
所以你看他爱就是来认同哇神他圣洁的神来认同我们这些因为了要爱我们这些罪人他来亲自来找我们。
And so this love is being displayed by God that because He loves us so that He would identify Himself to be like the ones that He loves, so He becomes like one of us.
那摩根来说，你有从这一节这两节经文当中，从一连串刚刚我们是读以赛亚书五十三章，看到耶稣受了一连串的苦难，好像是失败当中看到神的胜利吗？
Morgan also says that.Because of all the experiences, including the suffering that Jesus Christ had to go through, in fact, it is through these occurrences that we can see the victory that He had.
耶稣为什么犹太人他们很多人到今天只有少数人相信他？因为他们等待的是好像一个荣耀的君王要来，让以色列成为世界上第一等强国。他不知道耶稣他来第一次是受苦的仆人，要为我们的罪受苦受难。然后又拯救我们，他自己连他自己的性命都为我们牺牲。
This is the reason not too many Jews today believe in Jesus Christ as their Messiah, because the Messiah that they had been waiting for all these years is the Messiah who would come in glory and who would come as a king, and so he is the one who will come and deliver them, and Jesus Christ did not fit that bill for them.
所以你看第十四节就讲说。如果你看到耶稣被打的那种样子，你就想说：“哎，这就是救主吗？这就是神要差来的救主吗？”
And so when you see verse 14, that this person who's supposed to be the Savior, the Messiah, he was beaten and he was disfigured and his form marred. Well, he certainly does not have the appearance of a Savior or a glorious King.
我们基督徒是神的儿女，我们看圣经的时候，我们要知道。从那些好像苦难当中，从失败当中看到神 仍旧是胜利掌权的神。
As Christians, as children of God, and when we see our Lord Jesus Christ, we recognize Him as the King of all kings, Lord and of all lords, and that He is the God who holds the ultimate authority, who is in control at all times.
所以以赛亚就讲说，看啊，我的仆人，他必被高举上升。
And that is why Isaiah says, See, my servant will act wisely, and he will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted.
但是我刚才漏掉我一个字没有念，他说他行事必有智慧。
That he will act wisely.
如果一个真正有智慧的人，他会当希律王说，哎，你不是弥赛亚吗？你就变个神迹给我看，他偏偏没有不行给他看。
Because when Jesus was being put on trial, King Herod could have said to Jesus, Well, you say you are God, you say you are the Son of God, you're the Messiah, why don't you perform some miracle for me to see so that I may believe? But Jesus refused.
因为耶稣的智慧是敬畏神，一切以神的旨意为中心，那才是真正的智慧。
Because the wisdom of Jesus is to do the will of God. And that is the center of all wisdom, is to know the will of God and to obey the will of God.
所以哥林多前书就讲说，神的智慧比人的神的愚拙也比人的智慧还要智慧。神的智慧是什么？他用耶稣并他钉十字架，灭绝一切世界上所有智慧人的智慧。
And that is why in 1 Corinthians, when it talks about wisdom, it says that Even God's foolishness is wiser than men's wisdom, and that God's wisdom, in fact, is that He would send Jesus Christ into this world to die for all sinners so that we may have life, and that this, the sending of Jesus Christ in the eyes of all mankind, is foolishness. But that foolishness will wipe away all the wisdom that men would have.
所以一个真正有智慧的信徒啊，他是不是能够在耶稣好像看起来被人家拒绝当中，却是神所要立的弥赛亚。
And so that even in the apparent rejection of Jesus Christ as the Messiah, even in that instance, Jesus Christ Himself and His salvation is exalted and it displays the wisdom of God.
今天有人讲说，哎呀，这个基督教都很好啦，基督徒也都很好啊，但是他们讲的这个道理好像。如果跟什么佛教的什么道理相像的，不像人家的宗教那么的高深。
There may be people who would accuse Christianity as a religion of simplicity. They may say, well, if you really study the Christian theology, it is not as deep or broad or as high of a wisdom as some other religions such as Buddhism or maybe even Islam.
神的智慧不是世界上的智慧。
God's wisdom is not the wisdom of men.
哥林多前书里面讲说，如果你没有圣灵在你的心里啊，你神的智慧，你在一辈子再聪明的人，在研究圣经怎么样，你还是不能明白。
First Corinthians explains it very clearly. It says that if you are not a child of God, you do not have the Holy Spirit. And if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you will not, for the life of you, ever come to understand the wisdom that is contained in the book of the Bible, even if you choose Bible as a literature to study, and even if you have a PhD in biblical studies.
以前有个很有名的我们中国的传道人，他叫做寇世远，他以前是在大学里面教哲学的，他是哲学的教授。
There's a very well-known pastor among the Chinese churches. His name is 寇世远。
他还没有信耶稣的时候啊，人家拿圣经给他看，不给他看还好，一看他更反感，他就把圣经摔到别的地方去了。
Before he became a Christian, he was a professor in a college teaching philosophy. If someone come to him and start to discuss about the Bible, he would be so upset that he would pick up the Bible and he would throw it away.
因为圣经是生命之道，我们要认识神，要借着圣灵的帮助，要谦卑在神底下。我们才能够圣灵开我们眼睛，我们才能够明白。
The Word of God is the way of life, and unless the Holy Spirit opens up our spiritual eyes, we will not be able to come to know the wisdom that is contained in the Word of God.
所以圣经不是一本说只有很美的古典的书籍里面 文字很美啊，很古老啊，讲的道理很好，不是这样。
The Bible is not merely an ancient text that's written beautifully and has some good things to say about how we need to live our life. That's not what the Bible is.
所以当那个库牧师他信了耶稣以后，他很想他的妈妈也要得救。
So for Pastor Ko, after he became a Christian, he deeply desired for his mother to also come to know Jesus.
他的妈妈是拜火的，拜得很厉害，跟他的太太这个媳妇处得非常的不好。他的妈妈每一天都咒诅说，但愿我的媳妇早点死，早点死，早点死。
His mother was a very, very devout Buddhist, and she has a very bad relationship with her daughter-in-law. And in fact, she wishes that her daughter-in-law would die soon. Every day she would curse her and said, I wish that you would die, I wish you would die.
所以这个儿子就夹在中间，非常的苦啊，一边是妈妈，一边是太太，好像是母子心一样，人家讲说这个好像母子，两个母子嘛，他的心，他非常的非常的痛苦。
And so the son is in the middle, or the husband, he stands between his wife and his mother, and is very difficult.
然后他不断地为他妈妈祷告，也后来他有妈妈有机会去听福音，后来他妈妈真的信耶稣了。
So he would pray for his mother, and one day, and she also went to hear the gospel, and eventually one day she accepted Christ.
结果他妈妈信耶稣的时候，他们真的不敢相信，以为是有问题是假的喽。
One day when his mother finally accepted Christ, they could not believe it, and they said they had some doubts in their hearts about this conversion.
后来真的看到他生命的改变，他们才真的相信了。
But over time, they see the life changed, and they said, indeed, the mother has been saved.
神的智慧就是经由耶稣基督的受苦与顺服成就了。
God's wisdom is displayed and it is accomplished through the suffering, but also the resurrection and the salvation of Jesus Christ.
第十五节，他说他必洗净许多的国民，君王要向他闭口。五十二章十五节。
Verse 15 says, "So will he." Sprinkle many nations and kings will shut their mouth because of him.
这里的洗净是洒血的意思。
The word sprinkle here means the shedding of blood.
当神要跟以色列人立约，当摩西要带领以色列人向神献祭的时候他们就要把羊牛拿来把它杀了以后，用牛羊的血洒在这个约书上面，洒在祭坛上面。
In the Old Testament, every time that the Israelites needed to make a covenant with God, or they needed to make a sacrifice, or they need to cleanse themselves, they would take an animal, they would kill it, and they would sprinkle the blood of the animal on the things that they're making covenant for, or maybe it would be on the altar that they need to cleanse, or it would beon the covenant that they're making with God.
所以你没有看到有些圣经是和合本的话，它旁边都是红色的。你看有些圣经，它旁边是涂红色的。
Traditionally, some of the Chinese Bible, the older Union versions, you will see that on the edge of the book, they painted it red.
因为神是圣洁的，我们是有罪的人，我们根本没有办法跟他建立关系。
Because God is holy, He is absolutely holy, and we are but sinners, and there's no way for us to have a relationship with Him.
如果神要追究罪的话，没有一个人能够在神面前站立得住。
If God were to go after the sins of each person, then there's not one single person who can stand before God in His judgment.
我们的罪很多有骄傲、自私、恨人等等一大堆一大堆。
We are ridden with sin. We could be proud. We could hate others. We could be envious of others. There are so many things in our lives that are sin.
如果我们扪心自问的话，我们没有一个人说我是个义人，一点罪都没有，在神面前一点罪都没有。
If we are honest to ourselves, then we must admit that we are in fact sinners. That there's no one that can claim that they are fully righteous.
他说许多国民这个地方是 Gentile nation， 许多外邦的人。
The word nations here is actually the word Gentile, which means they are non-Jewish nations.
外邦的人因为他没有神的律法, 所以他们根本就不晓得怎么敬畏神，根本不晓得怎么要遵守神的律法, 不晓得怎么样才是能够 跟神和好。
So the Gentiles do not know God because they do not have the Bible. There's no way for them to come to know who God is, and so there would be no way for them to come to know the salvation of God.
以色列人知道我犯错了，我要把牛羊杀来，我手按在他身头上，他是戴罪羔羊，又把他杀了，献给神，他替我死。
The Israelites, they have the Bible, so they know of the righteousness of God, and they know that their sins are condemned, but they also know that there is a way for redemption, which is to make a animal sacrifice so that their sins may be laid on the animal, and that when the animal is killed, their sins may be forgiven.
如果我不是犹太人，我根本没有圣经，也没有听过神的道，我怎么得救呢？
So if you're not a Jew, you do not know the word of God, how can you ever have a chance to be saved?
如果我是外邦的君王，你官做的越大，位职越多，犯罪越多。
If you are a Gentile king, in fact, in any other nation, the greater position that you hold in the kingdom, the more sins you would be entangled with.
哇，你如果常常看戏剧啦，什么清宫剧啦，什么武媚娘，你就知道哈。
You've seen it in the movies, you've seen it in the TV shows, right? In the historical depictions of these nations or in these dynasties, you know the greater position you hold in the government of the nation, the greater temptation, the greater sins you would be entangled with.
但是他说这里神的救恩有一天传出来的时候啊，他们从来没有看见过神的恩典，没有听见过神的恩典呢。
But it says here that even those nations who do not have the word of God, who do not know God, in the coming of Jesus Christ, these nations will now have an opportunity to know God, and not only so, to have a means and a way to come to know His salvation.
当神的救恩、神的福音传出来的时候，那些君王都闭口，意思就是说，是的。 神啊，你讲的真的是太有道理了！你是公义的，你是怜悯的，你是恩慈的。我真的是罪人，我愿意悔改。So
when Jesus Christ is revealed, then even the Gentile nations and the kings of these Gentile nations would have to admit that indeed Jesus Christ is the salvation gift from God, and that indeed in Him we can be saved. And they would have to shut their mouth, because they recognize that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of God's promise to mankind.
其实这些君王啊，这些外邦人信耶稣啊，不是因为听了什么道理，而是他们看到神爱的行动，爱的行动。These
Gentile kings, they have to shut their mouth and admit the love and salvation of God, not because of anything they read or not anything they know per se, but in fact it is because they can see the life of Christ and they can see Jesus, and they have to just bow before the fact, before their eyes.
你看哪有哪一个宗教，有时候说神差遣救主来替我们的罪死在十字架上，都没有，他就说你就是靠你的本领了，修行，罪事不过再修，下一次再修，修到有一天你就得救了。What
other religion in this world offers salvation through the death of your Savior or the death of the one you worship? Because most other religions says, well, you need to depend on yourself to be good and to be better. And even there are religions that says, if you can't accomplish goodness in this year, this lifetime, then you have the next lifetime to work on. If you still can't accomplish it, you have another lifetime. You keep working on it, one life after another, until you're able to attain perfection.
神的爱是一个行动。 它是耶稣基督，像约翰一书的第二章第二节、第四章十节，神耶稣来做我们挽回祭，把我们挽回过来。God's
love is displayed through action, as 1 John talks about it, that Jesus Christ was sent from heaven by God and by His love, so that Jesus Christ may become our sacrifice, so that our sins may be forgiven through this sacrificial offering.
第53章第1节第2节就是说，我们所传的有谁信呢？啊，这个意思就是说，我们所 有谁因为我们所传的，他信心坚定呢？
Chapter 53 verses 1 and 2 says, Who has believed our message? Or for whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? What it's saying is, who has heard of the gospel message and who has held firm to it?
谁会在那个耶稣的卑微的生平，好像一个很平常的人当中，看到上帝的恩典跟大能呢？
Who can be the ones who see through God's power and His grace through the rather ordinary or even lowly common life that Jesus Christ led?
他这里就谈到我们福音的paradox， 就是缓和一个。二律背反，就是一个福音的，就是他们称为二律背反嘛，中国大陆话的二律背反，对不对？就是说，你看起来好像是错的，事实上是对的；看起来好像是没有什么了不起的，确实是非常非常宝贵了不起的。
This is what is called the paradox of the gospel, because apparently, it does not make sense, but in actuality, it does make sense.
所以你看，有些人讲说啊，现在很多人信耶稣，对了，但是你看都是乡下老太婆啦，或是不认识主的人，或是那些人才信耶稣啊，或是没有能力的人啊，因为宗教是鸦片啊，是人民的鸦片，你是没有能力你才去信嘛，是不是？
People often say, who believes in the Bible, who are Christians?It must be people who are uneducated, who lives in the villages, who lives in the rural areas. They know nothing. And so that they have to believe in something that is beyond them. They have to believe in something that is not themselves because they are weak.
福音正是在人好像看为软弱的地方，依靠神却是要让它变成刚强。
Indeed, gospel...appears to be the weakness of men, but the fact of the matter is we are weak, and the gospel is what strengthens us.
所以你看说，耶稣在耶和华面前生长如嫩草、嫩芽，像根出于干地，也没有什么加行美容啊。我们看见他的时候，他也没有美貌，我们也不羡慕他。你看，这里是一个很大的反差。
Verse 2 says, He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry grounds.He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we would desire him. So this description is a contrast, right? Because based on this description, no one would be attracted to him.
这个家型、哦、就是像那个以前的加州市长啊，那个 Arnold Schwarzenegger 这样体型很多肌肉，那个就是家型。
The description of having beauty or majesty, it speaks of his physical form, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has a very great body.
然后美容就是很漂亮的容貌。
And beauty, of course, speaks to his appearance, his complexion on his face.
然后这个美貌啊，是表示说他的很豪华的排场。美貌是指那些排场啦，表现出来的那种豪华。
And the majesty speaks of the fact that someone has a glorious display when he is outside in public.
So, you 以前还记得啊？你看过那个以前的英国的戴安娜公主跟查理王子结婚的时候啊，他那个排场就是排场。
You remember when Prince Charles married Princess Diana? The wedding is so majestic. That is the same way. That is the same word described here.It is a display of majesty for all to see.
那个羡慕，这个羡慕是第十诫的，十诫里面的第十诫贪恋。所以有些人看到说那个排场以后想说，哇，哇，哇，我那时候才能够像他这样啦、啊，哦，用什么有什么办法可以让我也有这样的排场啊
？The word translated.That we should desire him is the same word used in the Ten Commandment, the last one, which is enviousness or covetousness. It's for people to see, based on the beauty, majesty, and appearance, we have the sense of wanting it and desiring it, wishing that it was our own.
其实我们的福音是最真实的，而且最朴实的，也最平常的。就常常讲说，你是罪人，要认罪悔改。这样的话， 你才会得到神的赦免，你才会得到神的恩典，你才会得到永生，神才会与你同在。
The gospel is the truth. It is the plain truth. And sometimes it actually is truth that hurts. Because it says that we are all sinners, and that unless we repent of our sins, and unless we ask God for forgiveness, then we would not be saved.
今天有人讲说福音的本质啊，有时候被传的已经变质了。
There are people who say that today the gospel that is being perpetuated has already changed in its essence.
如果说我信了耶稣啊，能够更有家行，我信了耶稣更有美容，我更信了耶稣更有排场，那我就要信。
Today there are people who says the gospel, sure, I'll accept the gospel if the gospel will bring me more glory or more beauty or more majesty.
但是福音却不是这样，说你要那些都是外在的，都是空的，你要认罪悔改，你是罪人，是一无所有，在神面前一无所有。
But the gospel, the true gospel says, in fact, we have nothing, and that we are written with sin. And unless we can ask God for forgiveness, unless we can repent of it, then we will have the salvation from God.
Tim Keller 说，他这一两年写了一本书，就是《Central Church》。他说，如果你问今天的年轻人说，你能不能告诉我 ，Chris 啊？你所信的那个福音 gospel 是什么意思？
Tim Keller wrote a book in the recent years, and one of them he did a survey among the young people and in America, and he asked the question, "Can you tell me what the gospel is?"
福音是什么意思？能够讲出来吗？很多年轻人讲说，哦，福音就是你信了耶稣，你得到永生；信了耶稣，你要你不可以抽烟，不可以喝酒，不可以随便上电视看那些不好的东西，不可以这样，不可以那样，要做好，要这样，要这样，那样，那样，那样。
And so many of the respondents said, "What is the gospel? Well, it is believe in Jesus, or that, and then once you believe in Jesus, then there are things that you cannot do. You can no longer smoke. You can no longerMaybe go online and watch things that you're not supposed to. You need to do this, do that, and you cannot do this and cannot do that."
他说错了，他说这种是叫做消毒福音。
He says that's incorrect because that gospel is a sanitized gospel.
Yeah, 他翻得很对哈。他说你不可以做这个，不可以做那个，所以你就是要好像啊，你沾了这个消毒一下，沾了那个消毒一下，所以最后就把它弄成一个模子啊。你要穿的这一套衣服要有这个标志，你就是好基督徒。
Because that kind of a gospel says, if you're a Christian and you sin, then you need to get rid of that sin. You need to be sanitized from those sins so that you need to live a certain way, do a certain thing, so that eventually you fit into a mold that tells others that you are a Christian based on what you do and what you refrain from doing.
他说，因为年轻人他这种错误的观念，所以他就穿了那一套衣服，就好像把他弄了衣服，他就觉得很自豪。哎，看我是好基督徒，我在教会里面，大家都说我是好基督徒。
But because of this misconception, that many people who are in churches today, they live a life fitting that mold of what they think of being a Christian is, and they walk around and telling people, "Look, I am a good Christian." But in fact, that is not the meaning of the gospel.
当他去了大学之后啊。一看他说，哦，为什么我那些同班的同学哦，讲三句话里面至少有一句就是有带 F 的。
These young people, they grow up, they go to college, and they'll see that why they'll observe that why is it that there are many of my friends who would speak every third word would be an F word.
然后他就觉得，哎，奇怪，我这套衣服好像已经不酷哦，因为他们穿的都不一样，跟我穿的都不一样。
They would also recognize that the clothes that they wear are no longer fashionable, no longer cool, because they see other people wearing other clothes.
然后去到那边第一天迎新会的时候啊，那些学长，三四年级的就把我们从宿舍，我们这些新鲜人把宿舍拉出来，然后就拉到那个宿舍的中间那个会客室那个地方。
And that you would even observe that even during freshman orientation, The upperclassmen would take the freshmen and they would take them into common areas of the dormitory.
然后他们就去买了很多酒啊，然后强迫我们喝酒喝酒。那喝完酒以后，大家乱说话，都做搞一些乱七八糟的事情，一塌糊涂的。
And they would supply us with endless alcohol, and after drinking, then we would just say things. Everyone would be saying things that they're not responsible for.
所以这个 Tim Keller 他在讲说，事实上我们福音哦，中心主题只有三个字，三点。
And so Tim Keller says, in fact, if we want to clearly understand the gospel, there are three words that we need to understand.
第一个是 inside out.
First is inside out.
我们的信仰是因为耶稣基督给我们一个新生命，我们才从那个生命活出来，不是做外表了。
Because we have the life inside of us, and what is being displayed is the life that we have inside. So it's not...merely to conform to certain behaviors that others can see.
所以如果说我们教导年轻人说你不可以做这个不可以做那个忘记说要教导他你要真的重生得救你真的是来教会这么久圣经也背了那么久啊，尤其小孩子他有个牧师他举个例子他说很多小孩子尤其是我们教会的小孩子啊，他说他听从小就在我们教会的他说最危险因为他到十二年级的时候啊大卫跟歌利亚的事情啊，他已经听过300遍了。
And of course, we understand this. It's a danger to our young people, especially the young people in the church. Now, someone had did a statistic and said that an average child who grew up in the church, the story of David and Goliath, they probably heard of it over 300 times.
所以你在讲的时候，他表面在听，心里讲 again.
So when you tell the story, in their mind, their reaction would be, again?
你从来都是教他消毒福音，没有教他说要怎么跟耶稣建立一个真正的生命的关系。
Because the gospel you've been teaching this child is a sanitized gospel. It's what to do and what not to do.
Inside out. 如果你看到你那个同学、哦、他们讲脏话乱七八糟就表示他们里面的生命是一塌糊涂的是根本不值得你羡慕的。
The true life must be inside out. If you see someone, a classmate, who speaks foul languages all the time, that is a reflection of the life that they have inside that is filthy.
但是你看第二节家行美容很多人都是看外面啊最近有一部电影最前一阵子就是叫这个牛津大学那些乱七八糟的学生叫做什么叫做有没有他们一些贵族主弟他们自己组了一个俱乐部一塌糊涂的有没有或者牛津又是剑桥我现在忘记了我没有看我只是看那些介绍
Recently there's a movie that depicts the college students either from the Cambridge or Oxford.
谁知道啊?
Does anyone know this movie?
就是说他们是都是富家子弟，但是行为是一塌糊涂的。
These are children from extremely wealthy families who are in college, and the depiction of their lives in the movie is that they are extremely unruly and immoral.
哦，好像中文跟他换成高富帅。高富帅好像是这样你们都知道高富帅是什么对不对好所以说第一个就是 inside out 就是他没有那个生命的时候我们要求他都是外表那是不对的
And so first is inside out the requirement what we ask Christians to be is not the outside behavior is not what to do what not to do that's only the exterior
第二个字叫做 upside down.
The second one is upside down.
Upside down 意思说耶稣他是人、不是他是神来做人他是完全圣洁的来到我们这个最污秽的世界上为的就是拯救我们。
What does that mean? Because Jesus Christ, he is God. But he became man, so he went from the highest to the lowest. The lowliest.
你看那个腓立比书第二章第六到十一节啊，上一次他要讲的啊，他讲到第三章去。他说耶稣，不过你那天你有提到说耶稣他 如何降卑，因为他是神，他如何降卑成为人，成为奴仆的样式，又顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上，这个就是 upside down。
Philippians chapter 2 talks about that upside down, saying that Jesus Christ, he is God, yet he humbled himself and he became the lowliest, taking the form of man and even as a man being despised and be nailed on the cross. That's upside down.
我们基督徒也是要这样啊，我们虽然拥有神给我们多处拥有一切，但是我们知道那都是神的恩典，什么都是领受，都是神来的，我们没有可以自夸的。
We need to understand as children of God thatEverything we have comes from God, and nothing good that is in us comes from us. Everything is from Him.
所以这样我们才会愿意为了主的缘故把很多东西拿开，让神的旨意在我们生命中遵行出来。
Because we have that proper understanding, then we will know that the things in life are things that we need to give up in order for us to live the life that God has for us.
所以如果我们没有 inside out 的生命，就没有办法活出 upside down 的这样的生活。
So unless we have a life that is inside out, we will not be able to live a life that is upside down.
但是这个社会却是什么当 side up 颠倒了，他把那些最不好最脏的把它弄成是包装一下，是弄成最美的。哦，你看这个婚外情多美啊，多美啊，有一个电影，我很早以前我都没有看，我只是看了影评。他是说一个富人，他跟有一个摄影师，发生了一段恋情，然后他就把它隐藏在心里，然后到他快要死的时候才讲出来。哦，但是儿女很同情他，说：“哇，妈妈，你这段婚外情实在太美了，是吗？”
The world today, in fact, is downside up.The society, the world today exalt the things that are immoral, that are impure, the things that are lowly, but they exalt them as the things to pursue after and to chase after. Some years ago, there's a movie that describes a woman, a married woman, who had a secret love affair with a photographer. And this secret love affair was kept in her heart as a secret.All her life, and she shared it with her children upon her deathbed. And the reaction of her children was actually a wonderment and compassion, and says, "Mom, this is such a beautiful story."
那个男主角好像是叫做 Clint Eastwood.
I think the main character is Clint Eastwood.
Okay, 第三个字他是讲说是我们的基督信仰是什么 ？Best.Yet to come, 最好的会来，但是还没有来。
The third attitude that we should have as Christians with a proper understanding of the gospel is the best is yet to come.
世人在世上抓啊抓啊抢啊抢，他们以为抓到的名利地位什么是最好的，但事实上那些都是空的。
People of this world chase after money, fame, and position and influence.But these things, they are all only temporary, they're only temporal, and they're all going to go away one day.
为什么我们基督徒不愿意效法这个世界，只要遵循神的旨意，对不对？让有些人看来说啊，你很傻，这个你这样动一下脑筋就赚那么多钱，为什么不赚呢？对不对？但是因为我们知道，我们要等待更好的，将来更好的要来。
But as Christians, and so people laugh at us saying, look, you're a Christian, you guys are foolish. Because if you're smarter, if you know how to cut the corners, you can make more money and you can live a better life. But the fact is, for Christians, we know that what is important in life is not the things that is temporal, because the best is still yet to come.
因为我们要得到神的奖赏，我要我们的儿女都得救，将来我们每一个人得救人坐在天家，那才是真实的。
Because our desire is to come to know Christ. We want our children to know Christ. We know that our home is in heaven and that one day we all want to be in the house of God. That's what's most important. That is what is true.
如果没有信耶稣的人呢，他是 worst yet to come, 最坏的还没有来。
But for anyone who does not have Christ, for them, the worst is yet to come.
跟 James 一样，又讲不完了。
Just like James, I couldn't finish today.
我们就讲这三点，如果只要你记得这三个字，我想就值得了。
But if you remember these three terms, and I think it would be worthwhile.
这三个字是什么了？还记得吗？
What are these three terms?
Inside out.
Inside out.
还有 upside down.
Upside down.
Best yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
Yeah. 我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
是的，主，你所赐给我们的救恩是何等的宝贵。
Indeed, Lord, the salvation you give us is so precious.
当我们还不认识你的时候啊，有时候我们甚至还拒绝顶撞你。
Before we knew you, we rebelled against you, we fought against you.
是你开我们的眼睛，我们才认识你。
But you opened our eyes so that we may see you.
我再次谢谢你。
So I thank you again.
求你也借着以赛亚书开我们的福音朋友的眼睛。
Through the book of Isaiah, may you open the eyes of our friends who need the gospel.
神的真道看起来好像平常，却是充满了神的爱。
Your truth may appear to be commonplace, but it contains your great love.
看起来有时候不合理，但却是真理。
At times it may appear.To not make sense, but we know that it is the truth.
愿你的爱在吸引我们，更加为你而活。
May your love attract us more and more, so that we may live for you more and more.
愿你的圣灵也带领我们的福音朋友，让他能够明白耶稣的救恩是何等的宝贵。
May the Holy Spirit move in our hearts, and may the Holy Spirit touch the hearts of our friends, so that they may come to know.The preciousness of the gospel.
愿把一切荣耀都归给你，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We give all glory to you, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.